This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Costa warns of changing water dynamic. Newsom retains drought orders. Biden and Vilsack pitch power funding in key district. Costa, change is constant. Change is hard. Representative Jim Costa of Fresno was excited to see state and federal water wonks in the same room with farmers yesterday. He took the stage as the opening speaker at an Ag Water Summit hosted by the Maddie Institute of the California Water Institute at Fresno State. Costa hoped the convening would ignite discussions on what California agriculture should look like in 10 to 20 years. He recognized farmers have, quote, an incredible ability to deal with constant change, and warned the only certainty in farming is for more change to come. The day-long summit explored the regulatory hurdles in capturing flood flows for groundwater recharge and looked into rear view on decades of SGMA. By the way, the Maddie Institute is celebrating 25 years. It serves as a platform for discussing public policy with thought leaders in the San Joaquin Valley. The Institute collaborates with four state universities in the region and UC Merced and hosts a weekly interview show. Newsom doubles down on drought orders for 39 counties. Nearly 2 years after California's extreme drought situation dissipated, Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday rescinded emergency declarations for 19 counties, but kept his drought orders for 39 other counties. Newsom acknowledged conditions have improved significantly in the 19 counties, and the executive orders are no longer necessary. Some of those provisions also relate to flood response following destructive winter storms last year. The governor is maintaining a state of emergency in other counties to support long-term recovery. That means addressing depleted groundwater supplies, domestic well failures, and harm to native fish in critical watersheds. Newsom issued a new executive order. It narrowly targets those issues in the Sacramento and San Joaquin River basins and the Klamath River and Clear Lake watersheds. DPR hires new SPM deputy director. The Department of Pesticide Regulation has selected Sapna Thadatil as the next deputy director of Sustainable Pest Management. The role coordinates the administration's SPM agenda across the state's urban ag and wildland settings. Thadatil has been directing research and education programs at the UC Center for Climate Health and Equity and at the UC President's Office focused on sustainability and food procurement for schools and hospitals. Remember, DPR had hired Michael Milliken in February to serve as the first deputy director of the SPM role. But Milliken, whose background involved pest control at a New York City museum, left after serving only a few short months. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Rural co-ops get $7.3 billion for clean energy. President Joe Biden and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will be in the swing state of Wisconsin today. They'll announce $7.3 billion in federal funding for rural electric co-ops around the country to carry out clean energy projects. Vilsack said it's the largest investment in rural electrification since the New Deal and will create 4,500 permanent jobs and 16,000 construction jobs. Now take note, the announcement is taking place at Westby, small town in the Wisconsin 3rd District, a seat currently held by Republican House Ag Committee member Derek Van Orden. It's one of a handful of ag districts that could determine control of the U.S. House in the next Congress. Some details. The co-ops are using $29 billion in private investments to help build more than 10 gigawatts of clean energy, which will, quote, reduce and avoid at least 43.7 million tons of greenhouse gas annually, equivalent to removing more than 10 million cars off the road every year, USDA says. For example, Dairyland Power Cooperative, based in La Crosse, Wisconsin, plans to leverage its funding for a total investment of $2.1 billion, USDA says. Dairyland will buy 1.08 gigawatts of renewable energy through four solar installations and four wind power installations across rural portions of Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. House panel subpoenas Waltz, USDA, over pandemic food fraud scheme. The House Education and Workforce Committee has subpoenaed USDA, the Minnesota Department of Education, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, seeking information on how they handle what's being called the largest pandemic fraud scheme in the country. The committee's Republican majority is seeking documents showing how Walz's administration and the USDA oversaw Minnesota-based nonprofit Feeding Our Future. The organization allegedly defrauded USDA of over $250 million intended to feed children. To date, 70 individuals have been charged for their parts in the scheme. Five have been convicted of fraud. The committee originally sent a subpoena to USDA in 2022 seeking information about the agency's role. In the cover letter of the latest subpoena, Chairwoman Virginia Fox, the North Carolina Republican, said USDA's production of the requested information has been, quote, neither timely nor fully responsive, quote, as the chief executive and highest ranking official in the state of Minnesota, you are responsible for the MDE and its administration of federal child nutrition programs, Fox said in the cover letter to Walz's subpoena. Statements in the press by you and your representatives indicate that you and other executive officers were involved or had knowledge of MDE's administration of FCNP and responsibilities and actions regarding the massive fraud. The latest subpoena requests specific documents, communications related to Feeding Our Future, and gives USDA, Walz, and MDE until September 18th to comply. None are required to testify. Walz's response? Well, a spokesperson for Walz called the fraud, quote, an appalling abuse of federal COVID-era program. State Department of Education worked diligently to stop the fraud, and we're grateful to the FBI for working with the Department of Education to arrest and add charge the individuals involved. Here's today's final word. As a dairyman, I've been closely following this situation. That GOP Representative David Valadao of Hanford reacting to the first detections of bird flu in California cows. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.